Canada plays a big part in the U.S. space program. The Canada Arm, for instance, is critical hardware on the International Space Station. Now, Canada is angling to provide medical tech for deep space exploration. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
To get to Mars, astronauts will have to spend months in space. A major challenge will be making sure they stay healthy during the trip. Lightweight, remotely operable medical equipment will be essential. To develop that equipment, the Canadian Space Agency started the Deep Space Healthcare Challenge. Annie Martin runs the challenge. She says there weren't any restrictions on what people could propose.
We didn't want to limit any potential great ideas.
While it's true Canada wants a role in space exploration, the same technologies could play a role in providing healthcare to people in that country's many small and isolated communities.
We're looking for solutions that could first address remote healthcare needs on Earth.
Martin says they got about 100 entries for the healthcare challenge. And there are a variety of intriguing ideas. Clothing that can detect problems with muscles or joints. Patches that can provide an early alert about heart problems. And then there's Gordon Sardi's idea.
And the idea is simple. Let's put MRI into space.
MRIs are used to provide detailed images of what's going on inside someone's body. Most MRI machines weigh many tons. Sardi has been working on MRIs at the University of Saskatchewan for years, and he thinks he can make a pint-sized version.
A couple hundred kilograms, max.
While not as versatile as its heavier cousins, Sardi says the MRI he wants to build will still be useful for spotting medical problems.
Tumors, you can still see tumors, maybe not as small of a tumor as you could with a larger MRI, but those kinds of capabilities are all still there.
Of course, there's still the issue of what to do about a tumor if you find one. There are no mini clinics or emergency rooms on the way to Mars. Canada is hoping to be part of the creative thinking it will take to solve that problem as well. Joe Palca, NPR News.